This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the farm bill has already been postponed twice, and as summer approaches, the odds of getting it passed this year are looking slim. Many of the programs within the bill are long overdue for updates, everything from crop insurance to nutrition programs. While some of these issues are being addressed through the reconciliation bill, that workaround raises concerns. Could shifting critical ag policy into a separate piece of legislation end up sidelining the broader farm bill entirely? What would that mean for the farmers depending on it? We pose that question to two Iowa lawmakers in Washington right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Asked Iowa Senator Joni Ernst in Washington to hear her perspective on what reconciliation could mean for the future of the farm bill. The question was, is reconciliation a help or a hindrance?
Could be both, Dustin. Okay. So, yes. And I've been floating this idea with a lot of different farm groups, and we've been discussing the need to change the reference prices. I mean, this has been an issue for quite a while now. And the reason so many of the farmers and ag groups push back against just the one-year extensions that we've continued to do. Reference prices in the Farm Bill haven't been updated since 2014, and that was based on 2012 data. So those reference prices are really low, and we know it doesn't meet the needs of farmers today. So if at all possible, we are preparing an avenue to do reference price updates in reconciliation. There is concern if we do reference prices in reconciliation, maybe we don't get the farm bill done. But what I will say is there's still a lot of this going on about the farm bill. You know, Chairwoman Stabenow in the last Congress, she missed an opportunity to get the farm bill done. We could have come together, but we didn't. We see that same type of stuff going on now with Chairman John Bozeman. He's doing his best to bring all of the different groups together, but there's a lot of argument. People want to keep SNAP where it was when it was boosted during COVID. We don't have the same challenges that we did as we saw during COVID. I don't know why we keep operating off of that same model.
Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn said we can't hope to balance the budget on the backs of our most vulnerable.
This. We have got to be able to cut back on the $35 trillion of national debt that is effectively consuming our entire country's future. At the same time, we can't balance this on the back of vulnerable Americans who need these services. Now, I want to make sure in any farm bill going forward that we've got actual farm in the farm bill. Some of my friends on the other side of the aisle have wanted to take SNAP and basically consume the entire farm bill to make it one giant entitlement program. But the reality is that SNAP has seen a real challenge over the last several years just from COVID alone. The error rate has gone from 7% to nearly double 13%. And what's happening there is these errors, primarily at the state level, are bleeding out the SNAP program, meaning there's actually fewer resources going to folks who need it most. That's why I've made a strong commitment here. We're talking about making sure that SNAP gets to the most vulnerable individuals involved and that there's no cuts to those individuals.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.